Yeah.
Yeah, what?
What are you eating?
I'm eating a cutie. Hey, everybody. We're back. Welcome to the Long Haul Podcast. Sorry we didn't put out an episode last week.
I'm not sorry.
We've just been enjoying our winter together, and honestly, we forgot.
Okay, so Liz loves it when I tell people what's going on off cam or off mic. So the first thing she did was she's eating this cutie because she's not feeling well. So she's like, I'm going to go get a cutie. And she's like, hey, and then goes to take a bite of her cutie. You're a cutie, babe. I just want to take a bite out of you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you won't let me.
Sounds painful, babe.
Well, not to draw blood. Babe, what? What was that look for?
I just didn't know what you were going to say, and I was scared.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go that sexual.
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of stuff on the house.
It's been chaos, and there's been some colds going around and stuff. So, you know what? It just happens. It's life. You guys forgive us, and we thank you for forgiving us. And that's life. C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
Elizabeth is learning Italian because we're going to Italy in June.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So she's learning how to speak Italian, and she's very good, actually.
I'm not good.
Yeah, because we use that Duolingo app, which mm-hmm. is not a sponsor, but, you know, if you want to be, that's great. And I'm on, like, you know, the more intermediate stuff, and you picked up super quick. I'd read it to you, and you'd be like, oh, this means this, right? I'm like, yeah.
I think it's easy because it's a Latin-based language. And although I'm not great at Spanish, I feel like I retained a lot of the Spanish that I learned.
Yeah, and like you have a lot of Latina in you because like that's where your attitude comes from.
Okay. I feel like whenever I've been around Spanish speaking places, it comes back to me, but it's been a while. And then, yeah, I mean, they're both Latin-based languages, so there's some similarities. So I think Italian's a lot easier for me to read than if somebody's just speaking it. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I want to be like, más despacio, por favor. Like, slow down, but that's in Spanish, so they probably wouldn't understand me. But,
yeah.
You know, it's...
Más is not Italian.
Mm-mm. But, you know, I just want to tell them, hey, like, slow down a little bit. But if I can read it, it's a lot easier. If I'm looking at something, I'll be like, oh, that's this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You were speaking, though, earlier, but slowly. And I could get the gist of what you were saying.
Yeah, it's important for me when learning the language. I have to relearn it, actually. People speak slowly, and I speak slowly, to enunciate and catch everything. But then I was like, is it awkward if I speak this slowly in Italian? Because do I do that in English? And sometimes I speak really fast in English. But other times, like right now, I would say I'm speaking pretty slowly, so it's not completely uncommon.
Right. And honestly, like when we're in Italy, if you speak a little slower, a lot of times people match.
Yeah, and they're going to know.
They'll be like, oh, this dude's white.
They're going to be like, look at this gringo.
Yeah, right. They're going to be like, Vito Pasquale. This guy's Italian.
They're not going to know my name. Either way, we're super excited. We're learning Italian.
And we booked most of our trip. So flights are booked. Hotel for the
My cousin's getting married in Sicily. That's why we're going.
Yes. Hotel for the first week is booked.
Mm-hmm.
We're staying. So we've both been to Italy, but I've never been to the Amalfi Coast. And that's one of Vito's favorite places in the entire world.
It is heaven on earth.
And he wants to stay at this one hotel there.
Well, we could stay at other hotels. It's just like, I've been there twice and it works.
You've been to that same hotel twice?
Twice.
When did you go there twice?
When we went, when I was in high school, we went on a family cruise. We did a Mediterranean cruise and we stayed there for like a week. And that's why Bruno got married there. Mm. And this will be my third time.
Yeah. So, but we had some credit card points that helped cover some of the hotels, so that was nice.
Yeah, boy.
And then...
So we'll be taking lots of pictures and updating you guys, and it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. It is literally heaven on earth. The food is out of this world.
Oh, the food is so good.
The wine, the...
Everything.
I can't wait.
And yeah, then we'll be in Sicily for a week, and...
Get to see where my grandmother was.
Have you been to Sicily?
I've been to Palermo, but I never went to where Nonnina was born and raised.
Oh, okay. His cousin's getting married in Taormina, which I've been. I couch surfed there, so I'm excited. I'm going to meet up with the lady that I stayed with, Barbara.
Remember when we were in Vegas and we were walking around and we stopped at this, it was like an ice cream place. It was like a gelateria. And we were talking with the guy behind the counter and you were like, oh yeah, I've been to Terramina. He's like, oh, that's where I'm from. And he's like, you're like, yeah, oh yeah, I couch surfed and I stayed with this lady. And he's like, no, no, no.
Yeah, and then they were messaging each other on my phone.
They were like neighbors. That was like awesome. That was unbelievable.
I didn't think you were there for that.
Was it another guy?
No, I thought I was out to eat with my girlfriends.
No, that was the night we got my jacket. We went to REI.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was fine. It was fine. If you were on a date with another guy, like, it's fine. No. You think that's when it happened, but it was me.
No, I remember.
Oh, guys, Liz is having many, many dreams of me not being in the picture and other guys are in the picture. So, like, how does that work?
You're there, but I can't see you.
Oh, so you're, like, cheating on me in front of my face?
No, I feel weird. Like, I had a dream the other day that I was pregnant with my high school boyfriend's baby, but he and I weren't really together. Mm-hmm. Like, I was married to you, and I don't know how I got pregnant with his kid. And it was just like a really weird situation because I didn't want to be with him, but then I was having his kid.
How does anybody get pregnant, Bim?
But none of that happened in my dream.
Mm-hmm. And this is like every night.
Last night, no, I was like running and hiding from people. After we watched that movie Peppermint, I had like assassin dreams. It was a good movie though.
So as you can tell, Liz is day by day becoming less intrigued by me.
It's not true at all.
I hope not. I
mean, it's not true. It
makes
at all.
Me nervous.
Babe, come on.
So either way, we went to Costco today and I learned that like organic chicken is about 16 times the price as regular chicken.
Definitely.
Which makes no sense. So we're starting a farm is what we came to. And so we put like a stop because we're trying to budget and stuff. We put a stop on our credit card, which I don't think we've hit yet. Mm-mm. I think we're like $50 short now. But hopefully that'll help
us. We put a limit on the card that we're using for groceries and supplements.
Right.
And everything like that. So somebody had wrote in and asked about how do we shop on a budget, especially trying to eat healthy foods and with some of the food allergies or restrictions, like Vito's doing keto right now.
Yeah, it's not easy.
And it's hard because the important thing with keto is also trying to do all organic meat. And organic meat is super expensive, which I try to buy organic meat anyways. At least stuff that's, you know, doesn't have hormones or things like that. But it is really, really expensive.
Yeah. So what Elizabeth actually did was she found a local farm that does grass-fed everything that we have to go check out, right?
I want to go tomorrow because they have, I've been trying to find good goat yogurt and goat kefir and cheese.
Yeah.
Raw cheese. And
have you looked them up? What's their rating?
I don't know if there's a rating, but we can go tomorrow and check it out. You can also buy sauerkraut there. But I guess the only place you can get raw cheese in Illinois is at a farm. Whereas in Vegas, you could buy it at Trader Joe's.
This place has no rating. We're the first customer.
No, babe, I didn't look at the ratings. I thoroughly checked out the website.
We should make sure nobody's gotten like salmonella or E. coli from them or died.
You're more likely to get that from romaine lettuce.
Okay, and you're pretty likely to get a disease from a farmer who isn't doing a good job.
But that's why you can go check them out.
No, I agree. I just have way too much stuff to do tomorrow. So you can go.
No, I don't want to go without you.
But that'll be fun. So that's what we're trying to be creative and check
but
out farms
and
stuff.
But then this farm, you can buy, like we could buy half a cow and that'll be all of our beef for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we know where it came from. We know what they're being fed. You know, just everything like that. It's important to find those things out. But it is really expensive. And when it comes to trying to buy organic, I try to follow the Dirty Dozen list. If you Google the Dirty Dozen, there's 12 fruits and vegetables that are highly covered in pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
So apples have 99% pesticide residue. They're super high. So for me, it's important to buy organic apples. There's a big list there. Potatoes, white potatoes, I didn't know, are super high with pesticides. But then there's also a list of things that they're like, hey, you really don't need to worry about, like avocados. You really don't need to buy organic avocados. And they have a whole list of things that are pretty safe to buy. So I try to follow the Dirty Dozen when it comes to organic produce and things like that. I also find that sometimes frozen is cheaper, and I eat a lot of smoothies and stuff like that. So I buy the big frozen bags of fruit at Costco. And I was thinking about it today because they only have organic mangoes, and mango isn't one that has to be organic, but mm-hmm. that's their only option. But sometimes it's cheaper to do that too. So it is hard. And somebody had also asked if I meal plan. I need to be better at it. I plan it kind of in my head, so I know what to grocery shop for. I'll make a list. But then I was thinking the other day I should write it on a calendar, so that night I just know what I'm making. Because otherwise I'm like, is it this or is it that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. You thrive off of planning.
I do better, a lot better when I plan.
And you don't do a lot of planning.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Me in a nutshell.
Yeah. But you do more meal prepping during the work year for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But another reason why it's like super important for us to try to be healthy is a lot of people asked about trying to conceive, like what we're actively doing and things like that. And I want to say that that started quite a while ago. Like this year we knew, once we got married, we knew like, hey, by the time our anniversary hits, which is like next month, we'll probably want to start trying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why for me, I'm like, okay, so for my bucket list this year, I want to run a half marathon because that's going to force me to work out during the year.
Mm-hmm.
Although afterwards I didn't work out tons, although I have twice this week, which is
there you go.
Goals for me right now.
You went
now.
Twice this week?
We went for a run the other day and then to the gym today.
Oh, okay.
That run counts.
Okay.
Are you not
okay.
counting my
no,
run?
No, yeah, yeah,
you're counts. Looking at me like it doesn't
it
count.
It counts, sure.
And I'll go work out tomorrow. So it'll be three times this week.
Okay.
But just, I think being healthy is important for us.
Yeah, I mean, we started taking supplements and eating healthy months ago. So
September.
I think that's something that we look at as the preparation of trying to conceive. Something we don't do is like, oh, I'm ovulating right now. We just try to do it as much as possible. And I feel like that's...
Not to procreate, but for us.
No, for trying to conceive. Like when...
Right, but I don't think we're trying to do it as much as possible to be like, make a baby, make a baby, make a
oh,
baby.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's super laid back. It's super like, I don't know. I always thought when I saw people who are like, oh, we're trying to conceive, like we have it planned out. I'm always like, just do it. Like,
it seems so stressful.
Yeah.
And our plan was.
Because then like when you're having sex, like it's for me at least, it seems more like a job. It seems
right,
more like a
so
task.
So I'm big on statistics. So statistically speaking, if you have not been on hormone or birth control, if you have a regular cycle and you know that you ovulate regularly, it takes most people who are trying to conceive, actively trying to conceive, an average of 4 months. So for us, and I know when I ovulate, although I'm not like, oh, I'm ovulating, let's do it. There's about 5 days out of the month that you can get pregnant. Because that's your cervical mucus can keep sperm alive up to 5 days before you ovulate. And we've never gone 5 days without having sex, except for last month when I had diarrhea and then I got a yeast infection and then I went out of town. That's the longest we've ever gone. It was like 10 days.
Yeah. I feel like we have been having a lot less sex lately.
We still never go more than 2 days.
I just don't know if that's true.
It is true.
I don't know.
It is true. And so for me, it wasn't important to track, to be like, oh, I'm ovulating right now, let's do it. It's like, we have sex enough that I don't feel like we would have to actively start trying. And then I think our plan was like 6 months. Like, let's say we just stop preventing for 6 months. And if nothing happens, maybe track ovulation and just make sure that we're having sex around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then for another 6 months. And then if nothing happens after a year, maybe get your sperm tested and make sure everything's okay and get me looked at. It's easier for the man to get tested first. It's way less invasive. And male factored infertility is about 50%. So it makes sense to have the male to be tested first. And then I would get tested. If maybe after a year of...
So to test the sperm, that's when you go and you...
Jizz in a cup.
Give your donations in a cup. I don't know if I'd be able to do that. I've thought about that so much. So I'm like, I don't know if I would be able to...
Perform,
yeah. If I'm like, if it's for... Do you know what I'm saying? It's so much pressure.
Right.
And it's so much like it's not sexual at all. It's very much just medical. Like, oh, just make your donation in this cup and we'll see you when we see you. It'd be like days.
I'd FaceTime you while you're
I would
there.
Be there for days. You would have to be in there with me.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. I have thought about this. I'm like, I don't know if I could ever do that. And then I don't know if I could ever be a sperm donor. Knowing that like my seed is out there, not that because it's like, oh, it's my kid, I should raise it. Although it's part of that. I think part of it more is like, if I'm having my own kids and then there's my blood is out there and it's like in this area, what if
your kid falls in love with their half sister?
Yeah.
That's been my fear. So I mean, there's been times in my life where I've been really broke and I'm like, maybe I should donate my eggs because you can make good money. For me, the reason I didn't want to, number one, is you have to inject yourself with so many hormones in order to donate. I think it's different if we were doing IUI or IVF because we're doing that to make our kid, you know, but for me to put my body through that, to donate that to somebody else, I don't think I could do that because I've been just hormones and me.
I met a girl who sold her eggs. She got like 30 grand a pop or something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But now she like has to get rid of her ovaries or something because of how crazy the procedure is. Her like her ovaries aren't working now. But she's like, I never wanted kids. She was making a killing.
And then my other fear was,
how much
like,
you get paid for a sperm donation? $10?
Not that much. But then it's also way less invasive. You go donate in a cup. For women, we have to take hormones. You can't have sex. You have to do all these things. And then they have to surgically go in.
Yeah, I mean, but if we're looking for equality.
Okay. We should don't even get me started. Don't even. I will. No.
I'm just teasing to all the lady listeners. I like to push Liz's buttons.
Yeah, and he knows how. And then, yeah, my other fear was basically like, what if I donate my eggs and then I have a family of my kid of my own one day and they meet their long lost brother or sister and don't know that it's them and then have an incest child.
Crazy.
Yes, my thoughts have gone there.
Yeah, same. But since we're talking about sex, I know another listener, a bunch of listeners actually were talking about intimacy and how to like keep intimacy alive and if we have any struggles or low points, and I feel like we're in one. I know you don't, but I feel like we are.
Which is so, I think it's maybe, I think ever since we did that sex challenge in October, if we go 2 days without sex now, you're like, it's been forever.
Well, because I'm home more now.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I have like a lot of energy and I'm like, listen. There's no reason why we should miss a day, first of all. Second off, I feel like you've been like with your diarrhea and then your yeast infection and then all this and that. It's like, I just feel like you're like, oh, I can go without it. And I'm like, okay, but I can't. But it takes two to tango. And it's like, I have to deal with it.
You don't have to deal with it.
With not doing it. Yeah, I do.
No. Here's the thing though, babe. You have never once initiated it where I've said no or turned it down or anything like that.
I'll say, hey, are we going to have sex tonight? And you'll be like, yeah. And then like 30 minutes later, you'll be like, oh, I don't feel good. So I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you said we were having sex.
That
so
was
we're
one
having
time.
No.
One time.
No.
That was one time.
Elizabeth, Don't.
That was literally one time.
No, it hasn't.
And you're
been.
The one who said that you hate being like, are we going to have sex later? Are we going to have sex and tonight?
And I'm at the point now where I have to ask.
You do not have to ask.
Yes,
babe.
I do.
You can just initiate.
Yeah, because we went like 5 days again after you came back from your trip.
No,
and I was like,
didn't.
I was like, so how are you feeling today? And you're like, fine. And I was like, so we're going to have sex tonight? And you're like, yeah. And that night, again, you were like, oh, my stomach hurts. And I was like, okay.
When I came back from my trip, I still had diarrhea.
That's fine. I'm just saying, people are asking if we ever go in through a rough spout. And I'm saying, yes, now.
I would say the only thing right now is...
But it's affecting our intimacy, at least for me. That's why today I was such a D-bag, because I'm just frustrated.
Babe, we...
I'm not sexually frustrated. I'm just like, I feel I was a total jerk to Liz today. It was so fun. not because I got her upset, but because it just helped me relieve some stress, which is not a good stress reliever.
Cool,
I'll admit. But
cool.
I
would say I haven't been initiating it as often. Like, I feel like I used to initiate it more.
You don't need to initiate it. We're naturally like an intimate couple.
Right.
And we're very touchy-feely and all that
jazz.
Right,
but I used to be more like crawl into bed and, you know.
Not really. I feel like we work well together. But lately it's been like, hey, we're not even near any of that. What's going on here? And then, I don't know. It's been really... something. But yeah, and as far as intimacy, like, not that sex means intimacy, because it doesn't. You could have sex and not be intimate, but I feel like there is a correlation. And also with just higher stress times, like we're remodeling and stuff and eating, we're spending a lot of money, and I feel like it does take away from intimacy, which is like just feeling connected. And
I mean, I always feel better after, even if, like, the other night, we were kind of bickering.
When?
And then I got mad at you because you were like, are we
going
to have sex?
Liz.
And then I go to bed, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and then I come back out, and I'm
so
like,
let me lay out this situation.
Be careful what you say.
I'm not going to say the details, but this is what happened. So, earlier that night, I asked, again, are we going to have sex tonight? Because we don't.
I don't think you asked. I think you're like, we need to have sex tonight.
Okay, whatever. It came up. And then you're like, yeah. So you left and you took a shower. And I was sitting on the couch watching TV. And I'm like, okay, maybe when she's done taking a shower, we'll have sex. And then you came in the family room where I was and you started reading your book. So I was like, okay, guess not. I guess we're just not tonight. Because usually after you take a shower, if we know that we're going to have sex, you just like come in the family room and, you know, ding, 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 fight on, you know, game on. But this time you like brought a book and you like started reading, and then we just broke out again. My frustration, you said something that I just completely didn't agree with. So it immediately turned into a brawl. Like we had an argument, like a very heated argument. And then you were mad, and then you came back and you're like, you like sat on my lap, whatever. And then you're like, kissed me. And I'm like, I'm frustrated. Now I'm frustrated because I thought we were having sex tonight. You were reading your book. Then we had an argument. Then you came back 10 minutes later. And then you're like, do you want to have sex? And I was like, no, I don't. Like, I don't want to have it for the sake of having it. And then that got you even more upset. And I was like, yo, you came in the family room. That was the time to do it. You picked up a book. Not even like you were sitting there for 5 minutes and then you picked up a book. Like, you walked in with a book in your hand. So I was like, oh, okay, we're not doing it tonight. Like, I'm not going to push
it. But here's the thing, though. Why would you automatically assume that? Like, when did...
Because, babe,
history has shown
that when we know where we're going to go at it, like, you would never bring
right,
a book. You would just come in and...
No, yeah. I was like, he's watching something. I'm going to go read a book and we can spend time together on the couch before bed. Mm. And, yes.
That's never how it's gone.
Babe, but I feel like since you've been home... Like, our communication's been worse. Like, you just assumed then we weren't, instead of you being like, hey.
Because we talked about it.
Yeah.
And then
you, and in my mind, okay, we still are. And then you reject me.
I did not reject you. We
you
got
did.
Into a
I
heated
said,
argument. And who wants to have sex after a heated argument?
I do.
No, you didn't.
Didn't you go to bed so feeling so much better?
You felt bad that we had an argument. Yes.
No. Mm. Didn't you go to bed feeling so much better after we had sex?
We had sex that night?
Yes. Remember, you came into bed and then you kissed me. Then you're like, feel this thing on me.
Because I don't like going to bed angry.
Right. And we felt better. I like having sex after a fight. We always feel better.
I don't. I'd rather have sex when we're happy.
Okay. Well, I don't care. Ugh. There's two of us in it. We can't just have sex when you want to. It's when I want to, too.
Which hasn't been lately.
Yes, it has been, babe. Like I said, because I haven't been the one like initiating it. You usually do.
You're not only not initiating it, it's also like when I bring it up, it's like, okay, I guess. It's like, yes, that's really hot. No, that's like, babe, that's that is really not even attractive.
True. That's not even true.
Well, that's what it feels like.
That's what you've been saying lately. You're like, it feels like this. And I'm like, I don't know what else to do.
You know how like when I say, feels like this, 99.9% of the time I'm right?
No.
Oh, it's changed now.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Whenever
you're making me look like an a-hole.
No.
Yes, you are.
Babe, there's ruts. Couples go through ruts. It's not you.
We have not gone more than 2 days without having sex besides when I was sick.
Okay. I really don't think that's true.
But yes, I'll somehow trust you because you feel rejected. Everything, you feel like I'm not into it. You feel like I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
So it's all on me.
No, I'm sure it's on me too. I'm stressed right now and I've got a lot on my mind and, you know, I'm sure that plays a huge factor. The question was, do we ever go through ruts? The answer is yes. What's the face?
I wouldn't consider this a rut.
Okay. Do you feel intimate with me?
Not really.
Okay.
I do at times. I also feel like we've been kind of doing our own things. Like we used to snuggle more.
Okay. What do we do now?
We're on separate corners of the couch. We've never been like that.
Well, you're trying to finish your puzzle you've been working on for a year.
That's true.
This puzzle will not end.
It's been less than a month. It was a hard puzzle and I gave up on it for 2 weeks, so. Technically, you've only been working.
Yeah, we
got to
make some changes. So what do you think will help our intimacy?
I don't know.
Well, you said we got to snuggle more. You know, I think, too, I haven't been eating sugar this month. I think that's got to play a role, too.
Yeah, your withdrawals.
I'm not having withdrawals. I think I'm just a happier person when I have chocolate. I think just chocolate. I think God really did make chocolate for happiness. And I think not having it is probably... because, you're making awesome, awesome keto desserts. You are. But
it's not enough. It's not enough.
No, it's not that it's not enough. It's not you. It's just the keto. It's not real chocolate.
Yes, it is. It's pure raw cacao powder.
You know what I'm talking
about.
That's
the realest there is.
Milk chocolate.
Yeah, that's the fake crap stuff full of sugar.
The stuff that's made of happiness. Babe, don't be mad.
I'm not mad.
Sounds like it. This is why we have this podcast. I don't think we're fighting. And it's not you.
What else were we going to talk about?
This. We got to figure this out.
We will.
I love you.
I love you.
Yeah, you do. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Okay. I think I need to work on my stuff too. I think I need to relax more. I live in a very limited world, I guess, where I worry about probably finances too much. Were you listening?
You worry about finances too much.
What were you looking at? Let me inside your head.
Why?
Later.
See, guys. C'est la vie. That's French for where's the croissant. Say something, babe. You're making it awkward now.
I'm the only one talking,
and you're just looking at the table like now you're looking at the ceiling.
Here he goes again, just narrating every move that I do.
Well, because you're not saying anything and it's getting quiet. You gotta say something.
I don't know what to say, babe.
Say anything.
No. Anything.
Good one. What other questions were asked since we're not going to talk about this one, I guess?
We talked about it.
I know, but what other questions were asked? Oh, if Hutch is preparing us for childhood. I don't know. We don't have a child yet, but I could tell you that I feel so guilty. It's been freezing here and snowing, and we just don't go outside with him because I'm just... It's so cold outside.
We do, just not every day. I feel so bad because
all he wants to do is play. Yeah, we definitely take him outside, but he's still a puppy and he's super high energy and all he wants to do is play. And you can't really play in the house and it's so cold outside, but he's not cold. He's not cold outside.
We play with him inside and we have a big backyard that he runs around in.
Right, but he needs like a lot of running. He will run for days just sprinting back and forth. Which you can't do in the house. He needs to be outside, but I feel bad. It's so cold. It's been snowing. It's supposed to snow like the next 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get my snow gear and just take him to the dog park.
The dog park is like 10 degrees colder than everything
else,
too.
There's no trees.
It's like just a prairie land.
Yeah. It's a frozen tundra.
Bitter cold there. Yeah.
But what do you
think that he prepares us for parenthood because we had to, I mean, when we first got him, we were up in the middle of the night, even now sometimes.
I think it teaches you that like, it's no longer just about you. Cause now like anytime we go somewhere, now we have to figure out what we're going to do with him or do we bring him? Do we not bring him? Who's going to watch him? Make sure he's fed
well,
and all
we
that
haven't
stuff. Obviously
had to
it's
do
not
that
as extreme,
yet,
but
we have some stuff coming up where we have to.
Right. So it's like all that stuff where you're kind of, you have to think about way more things. Sorry.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I mean, when we do go out, I feel guilty. If we're gone for more than like 4 hours, I'm like, oh, poor Hutch.
Yeah.
He probably thinks we abandoned him.
See, I don't think that. I just feel like, I don't think, oh, he thinks we abandoned him. I just think like, he needs to be outside running. He's probably got so much energy. Like, I don't think dogs have.
We really
processes.
Haven't left him for very long. Like, honestly, like maybe a handful of times. Yeah. I don't know how people who have full-time jobs do it and their dogs are home all day. I'd feel so guilty.
You gotta get that dog walker app and people come and pick him up and.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Maybe that's what I'll do for a living. I'll walk dogs. There's a guy in New York who makes like $100,000 walking dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to live in a city, though. You couldn't do it in the burbs.
Right. Yeah, because everyone just lets their dog outside. And there's a lot more not working people in the suburbs. Stay-at-home dads. Who walk their dogs.
I don't know any.
You don't know any? I know a couple.
No, you don't.
Yeah, they're good guys.
Who do you know that's a stay-at-home dad?
I know a couple people who work from home and are dads. So they stay at home and they're dads. So
okay.
I think that counts.
No. It doesn't.
All right.
If they're taking care of the kids all day, that's...
Yeah, the kids are there. They're taking care of them. And they're also working from home.
Okay.
I would consider that stay-at-home. My mom was a stay-at-home mom and she was running the business out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stay-at-home mom. Also a business owner. You look like you're ready to hit me.
I just have RBI or RBF right now.
What's RBF?
Resting bitch face.
Oh.
I can't control it.
Yeah.
Guys, we'll work on our intimacy and get back to you next week.
I feel like this episode got pretty awkward.
Babe, it's only awkward if you make it awkward, and you make it awkward every time by being like, it's awkward.
Well, I'm trying to say stuff. You don't want dead air. And I'm like talking and talking and talking, and you're just not even present.
You always tell me it's okay to not respond sometimes. It's okay to let things sit for a minute.
Yeah, not while we're recording a podcast.
You tell me that about my podcast.
What, not for 15 seconds at a time.
Mm-hmm. Which is it? Take a pause, don't take a pause.
You know what we need?
What?
To watch some Wheel of Fortune. I think that'll solve all of our problems.
I don't.
Yeah, because then you'd be like, you're guessing it, and you're like, oh, what's this word? And then you guess and you're wrong and you're like, of course, Jessica Simpson.
How's that going to solve our problems?
Because it's fun. Watching Wheel of Fortune is so much fun.
The last time you watched Wheel of Fortune.
Because you'd be like, N. And he's like, then the guy says N, and there's no N's, and you're like, damn. Because you feel like you're playing. But you get to play every turn. There's three people. You get to play every single turn, and then you get to guess every time. And then, like, if you lose, it's okay. But if you win, you don't win anything. It's just all for pure enjoyment. And Pat Sajak had, like, a surgery last month. So Vanna White was the host. And Pat Sajak,
how do you
right?
know all this?
I was watching Wheel of Fortune the other day.
When have you? I've never seen you watch Wheel of Fortune.
I can't remember for the life of me. But then Pat Sajak, right? That's his name?
No idea.
Okay, well, the guy.
I thought his name was Alex.
Alex. No, that's the, Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
He's Jeopardy. But then Pat's daughter was Vanna White's position. And it's like, yo, Vanna White's been doing this for 30 years. And it's the easiest thing in the world. All she had to do was, like, stay fit. And, like, not fall, walking back and forth 30 feet.
And you
feet.
Think that's easy?
Yes.
No.
Elizabeth, come on.
I'm just going to argue any point you make
I
right
know,
now, so it doesn't
I know,
matter.
I know. But then, so let me tell you. So then Vanna White was the host. And then the daughter was the button pusher, the letter flipper. And after the show, when the music goes on, but they're still got the camera on them, you know how they like kind of BS talk, mm-hmm. but you can't hear them? They just didn't know. It was so awkward. So they looked at each other and went and smiled with their mouth open. And like, and then they didn't say anything. So then they just looked forward at the camera. And I was like, oh, this is so awkward. It was so awkward.
Hence our podcast.
No, our podcast is fantastic. All I'm saying is Wheel of Fortune. Deneen used to watch Wheel of Fortune. And, you know, it solves a lot of problems, I'd say. But it's also nice to know that a show can be on for 30 years and still be super awkward. And we've only been on for like a not even a year. And I'd say we're less awkward.
Good moral of the story, babe.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a great storyteller.
I think you are too.
Except for when I'm not, which is majority of the time.
Okay, then that doesn't make any sense.
It makes some sense though, right?
I think I'm a great storyteller, except for when I'm not, which is usually. So I'm not really a great storyteller. No.
Right?
You're ridiculous. You're a pretty good storyteller.
Yeah. So I was thinking about getting back into teaching yoga, and mm-hmm. then I was like, I just don't know if I can talk for 60 minutes straight by myself. And then I feel like I would fumble over my words because I overanalyze everything now. Like, I myself. I'm so self-critical, and I feel like because of my stress, because I'm so negative on myself lately, I don't know why, that I'm just like, screw it. I'm not doing it. And it's such a bitch move. Sorry for the bad words. This is my life.
Yeah, you got to get past that.
You know what I got to get past? Those panties.
Babe. I'm not wearing any.
Yeah, girl. Give me a high five.
sorry about my husband, guys.
Oh my God, we're married.
Did you forget?
That word feels so weird to me.
It still does sometimes, right?
Husband.
I call you my boyfriend still sometimes.
Good, you should.
I'm like, oh, like, yeah, like my boyfriend's going to be pissed. I love you.
I love you too. Next week, we'll talk about how we solved our intimacy issues.
If you can solve it in a week. I don't think we have intimacy issues.
No, neither do I. I think it's my personal stuff.
I think it's been like a weird ebb and flow. But
yeah, I've never known what that term meant, but
it's been a weird flow.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that we have issues, I guess.
No.
I think our communication's been a little rocky, but it's not like we're on the rocks or anything.
No.
On the fritz.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be good. It's all about staying positive and I think just knowing that we're going to work it out. Mm-hmm. And it starts usually with I was going to say usually starts with a motorboat, but I figured you'd be upset if I said that.
It usually doesn't, so I don't know why you'd lie.
Well, like, because I just want to just get the whipped cream out of the fridge.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. We'll talk to you guys next week. We love you.
Babe. You know you want me to to grab the whipped cream. No.
So sticky.
I know.
You're on keto. You can't have it anyways.
I just want to rub my face.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. We love you guys.
It's not for eating.
We'll let you know if we figure anything out this week. And we will talk to you next week. Bye.